This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. Scientists have observed the largest black hole merger ever detected through gravitational waves. The event, named GW231123, was captured on November 23, 2023, by the LIGO, Virgo, and Kagra observatories. It involved two incredibly massive black holes, one about 100 times the mass of the sun, the other around 140 solar masses, colliding to form a single black hole weighing roughly 225 solar masses. This makes it the most massive stellar origin black hole ever observed through gravitational waves. What makes this event especially remarkable is that the black holes involved fall within a mass range previously thought to be forbidden. According to existing models of how stars evolve and die, stars that large should explode completely in what's called a pair instability supernova, leaving no black hole behind. Yet this merger suggests otherwise, pointing to the possibility that these massive black holes may have formed through earlier black hole mergers, a process known as hierarchical growth. Alternatively, they might have grown rapidly in dense gas-rich regions like the disks surrounding supermassive black holes. According to the puzzle, both black holes were spinning extremely fast, near the theoretical limit, which made the gravitational wave signal difficult to analyze. The signal lasted only about 0.1 to 0.2 seconds, but in that brief moment, it provided scientists with valuable new data that challenges what we thought we knew about the formation and evolution of black holes. This is Dark Matter News. Researchers have discovered that waxworms, the caterpillars of the great wax moth, can consume and metabolize polyethylene plastic, turning it into body fat. A Canadian research team led by Dr. Brian Cassone found that around 2,000 waxworms can degrade an entire plastic bag within 24 hours when given a sugar supplement. Thanks to enzymes in their saliva and gut biome, these tiny creatures oxidize, depolymerize, and convert plastic into lipids stored in their bodies. While this ability offers a potentially powerful tool for breaking down plastic waste, a diet of pure plastic is lethal to the worms. They die within days and lose weight. To sustain them, scientists propose supplementing their diet or isolating the enzymes for use in industrial processes. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. Two new moons have been confirmed orbiting Jupiter, bringing the planet's official moon tally to 97. These small irregular moons, named S/2017J10 and S/2017J11, are each about 1 to 2 kilometers wide and follow distant retrograde orbits, meaning they travel in the opposite direction of Jupiter's rotation. Although first spotted back in 2017, it took years of follow-up observations to confirm their paths. S/2017J11 orbits Jupiter roughly every 701 days at a distance of 22.7 million kilometers, while S/2017J10 takes 646 days and orbits slightly closer at 21.5 million kilometers. Their characteristics suggest they weren't born alongside Jupiter, but were likely captured by its gravity billions of years ago. Both moons were discovered by American astronomer Scott S. Shepard, who now has identified over 60 of Jupiter's moons, a record unlikely to be surpassed anytime soon. Thanks to advances in telescopes and observation techniques, the total number of moons around Jupiter is expected to pass 100 in the near future, offering new clues into the planet's dynamic and violent early history. Shepard is a faculty member at the Carnegie Institution for Science, Earth, and Planets Laboratory in Washington. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark. Thank you.